Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kathy's with us. Jason's engineering. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Kathy, really, really well. And I trust you are as well.
I am, Vince. How's the campsite doing? Did they enjoy it?
Unbelievable. Kathy, seriously, I try to spend time with the campers, you know, visit them during their stay several times. I don't want to invade privacy, but I do want them to know that if there's anything that they need, we're here. And so that's what I do. And I was chatting with the campers, and there was a young family, a lot of children, a lot of small children, and they were playing in the creek, and they found some small fish, and they were just mesmerized, and they found a big turtle, not a snapper, but a big turtle, and they adopted him for, you know, while they were here, and a big green turtle, and then they found a small animal who was making a home in the rocks, and his head stuck out like a woodchuck, and so they just loved things that they'd never seen before, and they collected some rocks, and one of the older children, around 13 years old, was keeping the campfire going for days, and it seemed like that was her job to find some sticks and twigs and break them and just keep the campfire going, and they cooked meat on the campfire grate or grill. Kathy, I've never seen anything like it. This family ate 36 eggs in a couple days.
Wow.
I've never seen that before. But they were so delighted with the brown and blue eggs that they wanted 36 of them. They had our natural beef, ground beef, and they were impressed. They really were. And so they sent us pictures and pictures and pictures, and they're just delightful. I mean, it's like 1950. It's like 1960. It's just like it was many decades ago when people had fun as a family. And the word that we got was this family said, they were asked by their friends, so what do you think? And through back channels, we heard that they rated it 10 out of 10. Now, in terms of having all kinds of electronic amenities and things like that, we don't have that. But in terms of a peaceful, serene, tranquil family time together with nature, 10 out of 10. So those aren't my words. Those are the words of the campers. And that's what we intended. We wanted to make it an incredible experience for nature. It's not for everybody, but for those who want to get out and see what our planet is really like, undisturbed. That's it. So It was great, and so we are ramping up for the next group of campers, and just it's growing, it really is. So it's working, and it's what we were trying to make happen. So thank you for asking. And class, if you want to see it, I haven't posted any new pictures yet, but it's a Natural Farms LC, Natural Farms, plural, LC as in Limited Corporation, .com, naturalfarmslc.com. And you can see some of it. And if you want to make reservations, you can go to HipCamp, or you can just go to a search engine type, HipCamp, Natural Farms. I'll take you right to it. And what I want to do is put a discount code out for our class. So anytime anybody wants to participate in camping, they just type in a easy-to-remember discount code, and our instructors and our students can enjoy a discount. So that's what I have on the campground.
Well, that's nice that they enjoy it, Vince. It's very beautiful, and little kids really do love nature. They love playing in the water with rocks, catching little fish. I mean, that's just, they're just drawn to it.
They are. They are. And that's what happens at your place, right? Your grandchildren just love the water and loves, you know, tossing pebbles in the water and watching the rings,
yeah.
You know, as they go outward. I mean, those things that we did as children that many young people don't get a chance to do today. I was watching an episode of Combat yesterday, you know, the 1965 series. And there was this one character, and they were talking about city life. And this guy said, he said, the equivalent of, I'm paraphrasing, I didn't see a tree until I was 10 years old. And what a statement that is. Didn't see a tree until he was 10 years old. I mean, that's some, you know, somebody writing the script for the character, but I believe that's true. I believe there are people in cities who don't see nature until 10 years old, maybe even older. You know, they see them on the screen, but not, you know, not where you can touch the leaves and the bark and look up and say, well, wow, that really is pretty tall. Yeah. So what would what would you like to start with in today's class?
Well, this, I really would like to start, I've been reading some things and watching some videos, and I wasn't going to start with it, but I think it's really necessary. And I thought I heard you talking about expanding your garden. And I do have some what I consider frugal gardening things that I've learned that I've done myself, and other things that I have literally did a little research on and have learned. So one of the things that I heard, one lady went to Home Depot, and it was in a 3 or 4 inch pot. It was one tomato plant. Now, it wasn't a little dinky one. I guess it was probably 8 inches tall, she said. They wanted $20 for one plant. And she does a lot of her own with seeds. So to her, she just was like, wow, that is really expensive. And so if that is what it's like now, then it could be the cost of, maybe it was that certain variety, maybe it was just the bigger ones. I know if you get things in bigger pots, they do tend to charge a lot more for those. But I just feel like I wanted to give some things that I've learned. So during the last week, I've made notes. But the one thing I wanted to say was I really don't like to use anything toxic if I can absolutely avoid it. So I did an experiment in my yard. Now, we have a split rail fence, and we have areas around our pond that I have to control the weeds. Otherwise, they get into the rocks, and they just get out of control. So here's a recipe that I have tried. Now, I've tried it with the stronger version, and I've tried it with the diluted version, and I'm watching to see. And I will report back if they're pretty much equal, but it's a non-toxic weed killer, and it kills grass too. So I wouldn't spray it anywhere where you have a plant that you want. And I would personally avoid spraying it in a flower bed only because it's got salt in it, and plants don't like salt. So to me, it's like places where you don't want it to grow. So the recipe is, now the first one I used a 30% vinegar. which is a lot higher. Your normal household vinegar is like 4%. So I did have to order that, and it cost me like $20 for this gallon, which is not cheap, but I wanted to try it. So you take a half a gallon of the vinegar, and I put all this in a pump sprayer. So what I did was I very carefully put the salt and the soap in, because when you, if you get all that on the rim of the, like if you get soap and everything on the rim of that pump sprayer, you have to rinse it out because it won't seal real good. So I just put that in there first, and then I poured the vinegar in. So it's a half a gallon of 30% vinegar, 3 tablespoons of salt. I just use cheap table salt, 1 tablespoon of dish soap. And I put it in the pump sprayer, and I just swirled it around a little bit, pumped it up. And then I would recommend using your a nozzle pretty small, because I have a lot of wind where I'm at, and even though I had it relatively small, it still kind of got into the grass a little farther than I wanted it to. And they say that, and I agree, you don't have to keep going back and forth. You can just go walk real slow and just keep going around, and it did a really good job. I sprayed it, Benson. It was already turning brown within about 4 hours. It started to turn. The next day it was completely brown. And I did that around the pond, around the mailbox, any place that we have to go out and trim, that I'm not growing anything. And then I used regular household vinegar, and that was 4%. And then I had a cleaning vinegar. So I've done each spot, and I know which one I did. So I did the same thing. It's the same percentage of vinegar. It's a half a gallon, and then with your salt and your dish soap, but it's the same amount in each one. So from what I can tell, the household vinegar worked pretty well. I think the 30% works a little bit better, but for the cost of the difference, I'm probably going to, if I need to, I'm just going to hit it again in like a week. If it's not completely dead, I'll hit it again with the cheaper vinegar. Because right now, Menards has it on sale for, it's like $1.49. That's with the 11% off. And that's pretty cheap for a gallon of vinegar. So I'm going to get like a case or 6 or 8 of them, because I know I'll use them throughout the season. And I use it for other things. So that was one thing I wanted to say, is I really try to avoid Roundup or any of those toxins. I just don't want it around for my dog, myself, the birds, the garden, any of that. So I don't know if you've ever tried it, Vince, but that's, so far it's been working really well. And for me to trim, if I was to really do a good job and trim my whole yard, it would take me about 2 hours. And I just don't want to devote that kind of time every few weeks or every couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what I have tried. I have not tried that exact formula, but we have in our front yard, right outside the studio window, we have cows, and we have a trace mineral salt lick. So this is a 50-pound block of salt, and it's in a tub. And they all come over, and they lick the salt lick to get their vitamins, minerals, and supplements. And sometimes it rains, and sometimes the rain will overflow this little tub, which is like a great big dog bowl. You know, it's probably maybe 2 feet in diameter and about a foot tall. And the salt will splash out. Salt water will splash out. Nothing's growing there, that's for sure. And I don't know how many years it's going to be that that salt has stopped anything from thriving or growing. So salt actually does work.
Jelly Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Domestic engineering. Kathy hails from Ohio and calling in from Montana, USA Prepares instructor Kyle. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Kathy, and good morning, Vince. I just had a quick thought, and this kind of feeds right into a lot of Kathy's expertise, and I'm sure she is seeing what my wife is seeing, that food prices have went up by, 50 to 100%. Stuff that I just was looking at, a 2-pound block of cheese that was on sale for $6.99. And within, just about a year and a half ago, we were getting that for $3.99. So, and that was on sale. But the thing I wanted to bring up about this is this. They passed this $4 trillion debt extension bill that kind of proves once and for all to people that we really have a one-party system. That's all. And if it doesn't wake people up, then this should have done it. That's number one. But number two, the inflation that this is going to cause, raising the debt ceiling another $4 trillion, is going to cause the inflation. If you believe that, the 6%, like they're saying, even economists that believe the 6% are saying that by the middle of 2024, we're going to be seeing consistent 10% inflation. So you can expect mortgage rates to continue to go up. You can expect interest rate that the Federal Reserve is going to have to charge because inflation is going to continue. So the preparation, the idea for preparation is to get everything that you can while you can. I just wanted to throw that in there. I know Kathy has talked to Sharon, and they're seeing this terrible, everything's going through the roof. You have to really hunt for deals now. It's really seriously like fishing, you know. You go to the store just to see if what you can, you might catch. But I'm so glad also, Vince, on another note, that your campground is doing well. I'm glad that, you know, the old adage, if you build it, they will come. I'm hoping that they will just be flooded in there for you. But I will tell you, my opinion is you don't charge enough. It's too pretty. you are just that kind of a guy, though. I know it. And, it's things are more of a ministry to you than they are a money-making operation, which kind of separates you from almost every other talk show host that I've ever heard. But anyway, well, that's all I got. Yeah,
Kyle,
go ahead. Yeah,
I've said not too often, but I've said. And people say, why do you do this? And my response sometimes is, well, this is our non-denominational church of preparedness. That's what we do. And you said the word ministry, I believe. And that's what brought that to mind. But I wanted to share something with you and Kathy. And you brought this up, talking about inflation, and which really is hyperinflation now. There's a rule called the rule of 72, and this is something that real estate agents know about. The rule of 72, if you want to find out how long it takes for something to double, and you look at the, let's say, the interest rate, or it could be the inflation rate. So I believe you mentioned 10%. We're going to be experiencing 10% inflation rate. Well, that would be their number. It's more than that now. It's way more than that now.
Right.
It's as you said, 50 to 100%. But let's say it's only 10%. What you do is you say, how long will it take prices to double if the inflation rate is just 10%? So you take the number 72, you divide it by 10. So 10 into 72, and the result is 7.2. So at 10%, prices will double in 7.2 years. If that number were 15%, you take 72 divided by 15, and you get 4.8. That means at 15%, prices will double in 4.8 years. It's just a great rule of thumb, and it's pretty darn accurate. So if you want to know how long it takes to double, you can use the rule of 72. And,
I think you need to plug 50% in there, and that'll give you a more accurate. So if you're going to prepare, folks, you better get it now. But that's all I had, Vince. Thanks.
Kyle, thank you so much for calling in. Kathy and I will be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. A divided U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to suspend the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling last night, with the majority support from both Democrats and Republicans to overcome opposition from both parties. The House voted 314 to 117 to approve the measure. The Senate now has the document and could vote as early as today. 165 Democrats and more than 149 Republicans who voted for it backed the measure and pushed it through. FBI Director Christopher Wray continues to ignore a House Oversight Committee subpoena and could be held in contempt soon. A whistleblower alleges the document the FBI is hiding involves then-Vice President Biden for taking $5 million in foreign money in exchange for policy votes. The FBI claims the unclassified document is protecting human assets. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Kathy is with us, and Kyle had called in. He was talking about inflation and prices going up. It's a major grocery chain, and it's called Giant Food, G-I-A-N-T, space, food. And they have about, actually over 160, over 160 locations on the East Coast. And I've been to a Giant store. And they have an out-of-control problem. And they're taking some measures to deal with it. And that is organized theft. This is shoplifters coming in and stealing from the shelves and running out the door. What this means to those of us who don't do that is that our prices are going to increase because of these people who are thieves. And the thieves are enjoying a free-for-all because many companies don't want the employees to stop the thieves from shoplifting. So shoplifting has become, you know, once in a while to an organized system. And the owner of this chain said that he didn't used to worry about people pulling a knife or a gun on him 40 years ago. And when there was a shoplifter who ran out of the store, the employees would chase him down and get the merchandise back and put it back on the shelves. But nobody got knifed or shot. That's changed. So stores and police departments don't seem to be going after the shoplifters, which means that shrinkage is costing all of us more. So when you hear about shoplifting and think maybe it doesn't affect you, it absolutely positively does affect you. Because your prices will be going up. For sure. So that's not the only reason for inflation. That's just one of many reasons for inflation. It's the nonstop greed at the top. The CEOs, their executive compensation is based on stock price. They want more and more profitability so they get bigger and bigger bonuses. And we're all paying for it, those of us at the bottom. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Ben, I've seen it too. I've seen our stores, a couple of them have put greeters there. They've had them other times. They have like actual rails. And then if you try to go in the wrong way to the store, an alarm goes off. I don't know how much that's going to stop it, but I've witnessed a few times where people have had grocery carts and just ran out the door. And they don't stop them. You're right. They don't stop them. And it makes me angry because we're paying for it. And I think some of them, there might be a need, but I think some of it is that it can probably sell the groceries. Most of the two that I saw were middle-aged men that did it. And they had heaping carts full of things in that, just ran out the door. So, yeah, it's a shame. But
Kathy, I know that when I used to go shopping, and this was, you know, before the great genocide, and if I had a heaping cart, it would take me a while to unload the cart, either into the truck or into the back of my antique car, you know, to go to transfer. You would think that these guys who have these heaping carts would think, all right, so once I get out of the door, is the getaway car going to be ready to go? Are there going to be five guys, you know, unloading the cart and leaving it in the middle of the parking lot, and we speed off? I mean, how's this all work? But it's got to be organized, and it's got to be pre-planned, and I think that's what's happening. It's pre-planned. These guys know exactly what they're doing, and they are stealing from the stores and ultimately from us. And here's another group of people who are greedy. And so if you look at Alphabet Incorporated, that's the parent company of Google, right? The CEO makes with, you know, total compensation, stocks and bonuses and salary, $226 million a year. $226 million a year. That is 808 times more than the middle of the road worker of that company makes. So the CEO makes 808 times more per year than the median worker makes in a year for Alphabet. Then Apple, the CEO, Tim Cook, makes $99 million a year. 1,177 times, almost 1,200 times more than the median worker makes at Apple. Then you have Broadcom. The CEO makes $61 million a year, 338 times more. Ingersoll Rand, the industrial giant, $55 million, 837 times more than the median worker. And American Express, CEO makes $48 million a year, and 972 times what the median worker at American Express makes. These are phenomenal numbers. Nobody needs to be compensated $226 million a year. Or in the case of Morgan Stanley, $39 million a year. Nobody. This is greed at its finest. And we're all paying for it. We are all paying for it. Netflix said, y'all don't be sharing passwords anymore because we're going to make it tough and we're going to crack down. The CEO of Netflix, looks like there's two of them, they make about $50 to $51 million each per year. 230 times more than the median worker. Now, Netflix is in Los Gatos, California. As they were growing, they kicked Bert right out of his office. He was renting office space, and Netflix wanted to expand, and the landlord just pushed Bert right out of the way. We got somebody to pay more because Netflix wanted, you know, more in the same strip as they got going. True story. So if you're wondering why prices are so high, this is just another part of it. And then, of course, there's the Federal Reserve and the printing. And they have something called target inflation. They say, well, we want to target the inflation amount to be such and such. Now, think about that. So if they say they have a goal in mind for inflation, that means they control the equation that causes inflation. They control it to a vast degree. Not all of it, but the vast majority of it is controlled by the Federal Reserve, with the blessing and approval of Congress. And if you ask your congressperson, if you say, hey, you work for me, I pay your way, your paycheck comes from me, the taxpayer, congressperson will tell you that's absolutely not true. It comes from the federal government. You don't pay the congressperson, and they don't work for you. They work for themselves. This is all proof positive of what we've been saying for over 12 years. Kathy, back to you.
Well, I agree, Vince. And, you know, talking about what Kyle said, potatoes are another issue. They have had the lowest crop, I think, since 2002. This year will be the lowest crop. And I'm already seeing the prices of potatoes. So if you happen to catch a bag or two on sale, you know, try to buy extra and put them in cold storage if you can, or cool storage. I did plant some this year, three different varieties. So hopefully I get a better yield than I did last year. Last year, I don't know if it was the weather or what it was then, but I got some that were really good and then some were real small. So I don't really know. It just sometimes it doesn't work out. And think about, like, okay, if potatoes are in short supply, so that means that everything that has potatoes, potato flakes, the frozen potatoes, you know, anything dried, anything that you make them with, people that are going to make French fries or like whatever they have in the frozen hash browns, all that is going to trickle down and they're going to be more expensive. So whether you buy them at a restaurant or whether you buy them at home, probably buying them whole is still the cheaper way to go. And if you're going to use potato flakes, those you can stock up on, and you can always vacuum seal them or freeze them or put them in canning jars, anything to just keep them a little fresher. The other thing that I was talking real quick about shortages, coffee is another thing. There's some places that are getting drought, and there's other places that are getting too much rain. So they're already saying that the coffee, they're trying to go to different varieties of coffee, because some of them are already in shortage. So about 2 weeks ago, I happened to be in one of our grocery stores, and they had coffee marked down to $5 a container. So I bought 8 of them. I was like, I'm buying them. They had a good shelf life. It wasn't until like January of 2025, so I bought them thinking like they should be good till then, at least. So, you know, Vince, back to some of my ideas. I wanted to help people, especially people that are starting out. You know, sometimes you get online and you read and they say, oh, you got to build a raised bed and you got to do the hoop houses and you got to do all that. Well, if you don't have the money or you're a beginning gardener, that's like costly. It's overwhelming. So I would just say start with what you can. Start with as inexpensive as you can. If you can put seeds in the ground, if you happen to have, like right now, I have cucumbers growing. Well, I gave my daughter my little, I had certain trellises for those. So I used an arbor that I had that was supposed to be for like a flowering vine, and I can use it on my split rail fence. So I do, you know, peas or cucumbers, anything viney. So just get creative and see what you have. You could even use like a large tomato cage. You could just let the, if you have a tomato cage or, you know, anything where you could figure out netting or anything. I would start out and just learn trial and error and see what you can do. Then if you come into things like at the end of the season, somebody's getting rid of something, then I would use that. And one of the things I have done is I always save my plastic pots. I mean, I had so many. Last year I was at the recycle center, and there was literally a dumpster full. They were all stacked, like small, medium, large, and extra large. So I took a stack of each, and I'm already down like two stacks because I'm always giving things away to people, and I'm putting them in pots. So now what I'm doing is if it's my neighbors or somebody I'm going to see again, I'm going to say, look, if you're going to throw it away, just save me the pots because I'm not going to go out and buy pots to give, you know, give them away. They're just too expensive to buy, like $3 or $4 to put them in something. I mean, you could use a grocery bag or something, put a little dirt and water in there if you're going to do it right away. So I would say start out expensive. And one of the things, like this is something I've done the last few years. I've got some of the, they look like window boxes, they're container pots, but they're rectangular, but you can use round, it doesn't matter the shape, but I like the rectangular for sowing, like for my kale and my lettuce and my spinach. So in the heat of the sun, I will shade it, or I'll move it in a different area. And then, so, cause they're cool weather vegetables. And so anyway, that's something you can do, and you can go out and trim it. Put it right by your back door, and you go out and you'll use it then, Ben.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, our son was at Menards, and they had coffee on display, and it was a 45 or a 46-ounce can, steel can, and it had the name Hillsbros, H-I-L-L-S, and then under that in a little bit smaller letters, B-R-O-S, which stands for Hills Brothers. But if you didn't grow up in the 1950s, and the 1960s, and 1970s, you probably haven't heard of Hills Brothers. So our son said it was available, and it seemed like a great price. So he bought a case of Hillsbros coffee, and it was $5.99 for a 45 or 46-ounce steel can. During the commercial break, I went to Sam's Club online. And now the new smaller size, about 7% smaller, it's a 42.5-ounce can. Can sizes keep changing, class. And the new smaller size can is $9.48 at Sam's Club, almost twice the price for about 7% less. So what Kathy's been telling us about coffee is absolutely true. And the same about potatoes. Potatoes keep going up and up and up in price. And, you know, potatoes are a staple. They really are. Some families eat a lot of potatoes. And I'm not saying it's good or bad for you. I'm just saying that families eat them. And it makes sense to me that they do. And I put potato flakes in the bread I make. So I'm concerned about these prices. And everything is going up. Everything. Except I think gasoline and diesel is kind of hanging still, but gasoline has come down a little bit. But our son and I talked about this because we need to buy some diesel fuel for the farm, and we buy it in bulk because we use a lot of diesel fuel to run our farm. And at $4 a gallon, it's way too expensive. So we believe, now we could be totally wrong about this, but we believe that during the election, coming up to the election, people notice gas prices. They notice fuel prices. And they complain about them. And they think about how much it costs to fill their tank. And so the people who are running for office, who are in power, the party that's in power, it seems to me that they do everything they can to drive the prices of gasoline down prior to the election. I'm talking like 6-8 months prior to the election, prices, you know, come down, 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 down. So we're trying to time our purchase for gasoline and diesel, mostly diesel, for the election. Just, I wanted to share that with you, and you can see if we're right or not, but we think that's what's going to happen. Kathy, back to you.
Well, that's smart, Vince. You know, Vince, the other thing I wanted to mention, now I have used a smaller version of this, but they actually sell what they call like an insect netting. And anybody that's ever grown broccoli or cabbage or kale, you know, we all get the little cabbage worm and it eats everything, lays eggs. And it, unless you're out there four times a day, it pretty much eats everything. So they make an insect netting. Now, one guy had a good idea. Now, I've always had, I don't have a huge patch. He had like a 10-foot section. Mine, I didn't have that much, so I could cover it with a smaller thing to keep the insects off. But he took small, thin strips of wood, like maybe half an inch thick. He said they don't have to be straight because you're just going to use a staple gun. But he took the thin strips of wood, he cut them 10 foot, and then he stapled the insect netting on. And he did it on each side. He made sure that he had enough to go over this cabbage that he was growing, or broccoli. And so what he did was then on the end, he just, whatever extra he had, he just took and like kind of twisted it and took a couple clothespins and clipped it on there. And then when he wants to check the cabbage, all he has to do is take that piece of wood, and he just takes it off, and he puts it on the other side, and then he can check to see if, how they're doing or if he needs to fertilize it. Because he said otherwise, he just wouldn't have any vegetables left. And so I haven't done it to that degree, but I wanted to put it out there for people. I'm going to look into it because I kind of stopped growing some of those because even though I was pretty diligent, I wouldn't get as good a yield as I wanted to with the bugs and the cabbage and worms and all that eating it. So I wanted to just throw that out there, Vince. And I also wanted to say, too, like, now this was an idea, and I tried it. It looks kind of dumb in your garden, but I have a couple pots by my back door, and if you have something eating it, I don't know what I have eating it. I have put the seeds in, they start to get 3 or 4 leaves, and something comes every day and is eating it. And so I just took like anything like as a big freer, and one of the ideas was you took like the plastic forks or knives and you put them around the outside of the pot, and the bunnies or whatever, they won't come because they get poked. So that's a cheap idea. If you've got extra of those plastic forks and knives, just put them around your plants in the gutter near your pot.
Right. And there's no need to throw them out. You can put them in the dishwasher, and you can put them in a baggie and save them for emergency use as well.
Yeah.
It's crazy to throw things that are useful away. It really is. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.